We're continuing with our Shu'urim on Otzot Chaim. We are now on Shah Ha'iburim, on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and in Matuk Midrash Chalek Basis, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. So this is a new Shah, nothing to do with what we've learned Mohammed itself. This is something new. It's actually a little bit of a chazal. It's quite an easy, straightforward parrot.
This is a hemshech.
No, it's not a hemshech. That's what I just said. It's not a hemshech of Mohim.
Is this not a binyan halach tefes gimel?
Yeah, but there's no mukta mamucha here.
This could have been.
Yeah, this could have been there. Yeah. Actually, I think it would have been more suited after Anach, Shah Anach at the beginning. It would have been, I think, more suited to continue the evil. But because of what we're not talking about the case of what we spoke about in the past few shulchan. But that, rather the Ibu through the Kamash, we're talking about the Ibu of Za, which is very interesting to know, because all of our voida is in Za, right? Zun is the Atzilus. So it's interesting to find out how was he born and what's the process involved here. So this is Be'etzem a Hemshuch of actually Perik Aleph D'Anach. There we saw that obviously Bina, which is Ima gives birth to Za. Okay, that's fair. Now, in Ima, we split Ima into two different types of parts, so from which is called Ima Elayin and Tfuna. Again, this is just a review of Perek Aleph D'Anach.
Yeah, just to get this fine-tuned.
Yeah.
If this is a Hemshech of Perek Aleph, why did
Perek Aleph of what?
Of Anach.
Anach, yes.
Yeah, so why didn't the
Arizal
put it
there? Again, this is the Shmuz that he came in and gave, you know.
That this is not the Emshech of Perek Aleph. This as well is the Emshech of Perek. The Waterman before as well is Emshech of Perek Aleph. The Kilu.
Exactly, there are many Kishorim between one Perek and the other, you know.
You end up with Gemara, you saw just the Gemara, and then you go back and Rashi from the beginning. Why didn't Rashi from the beginning?
Whatever, there are many kshori between them, so either could have been here or there. It's not muchach. It's not me'akiv either. So the kitzur, we have the parts of called bina and it's called the ima iloin and tfuna. Okay, so you can just imagine one paltuf on top of the other paltuf. So the top paltuf has 10 spheres and the bottom paltuf has 10 spheres. So specifically, we're going to focus on the sphere of Yesod. Yesod of Ima Eloin is where the Yesod is, right? In the Nahi. Also, in the parts of Shetachta, which is Tfuna, we also have a Yesod over there. Now, when you put both parts of them together, Ima Eloin and Tfuna together, you're going to have a third Yesod. We're going to look at those two parts of as one big part of and count them as 10 as opposed to 20, 10 spheres as opposed to 20 spheres. I'm going to see Yesod is bang in the middle between the two Patsuf, and it's called the Makom Chatach. Makom Chatach. And those three areas, three different Yesods, help to do the Tikkun of Zah. Help to do the Tikkun of Zah. Means like this, that we know that the Zayin Malachim broke and fell into the lower worlds called Bri Yetziyasiyah. Now, when it comes to the Zman HaTikun, now they come back up. Now, where do they go exactly? They go back into this big Patsuf, which are called Ima. Okay, which is made up of these two parts of him, Ima Eloin and Tfuna. They're going to go specifically in the three different Mekoimas which I described, the three different Yesoidas. So the lowest Yesod, which is the Yesod of Tfuna, is going to rectify the Kalim of Zun. The middle Yesod, which is Makom Chatach, is rectifying the Nitzutzos of Zun. And the top Yesod, which is actually the Yesod of Bina itself, or Ima Eloin, that's going to rectify the Neshomas, the Neshoma, right, which is the All, right? And therefore, the acronym of Anach. Oiras, Netzutos, Kedim. We're going to be fixed up in these three different Yesodas of this big part of called Ima. Now, by the fact that these oils go into, by the fact that this Anach goes into Ima, that's a form of Ibu, isn't it? Right? This Ganzer Binyan of Zag goes into Ima, that is the Ibu that we're going to speak about. Right? They're going inside of Ima, as a child goes inside, and the Tipa, the Zerati is going to go inside of Ima, and that's going to consider to be an Ibu.
But this is through our Avodah, no?
Huh?
Tikkun of Rapach is through our Avodah.
That's right.
So but till now we are speaking about the creation of Zad, not the Tikkun of Zad. This Keter and Chul v'Chul.
Right.
Also the creation of Netzach of Yisrael, the Rishon, Ne Yerishon, Neach.
We were discussing the Metzias of Zad. Yeah,
and now we're talking about something else. After you've got the Metzias of Zad done already,
yeah,
but we've got the problem with the Rapach and the Tzuris.
Right.
This will be a new evil, new.
But it's more than Rafach, because we're talking not only the Rafach and the Tzutzis, but we're talking about the Kelim as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And also the Oilers that didn't go into Atzilus.
To Briah.
Into Briah, that's right, Bia. The Oilers do not go into Bia, they stay in
Atzilus. Marcus Atzilus, yeah.
Right, they stay in Atzilus. And they will now also all go into Bina for the Tikkun.
They will or they won't?
Yeah, they will. Yeah, all three of them, yeah.
Through our Avodah.
Well, no, not really, because we affect really Be'etzev. We could say it's a Goma, but it's not directly, because we direct our focus on the Birurim, which fell into Bia.
Kelim, you mean?
The Kelim and the Nitzutzos, yeah.
Okay.
The Oilers, we have no really kesher with them. They're Nitzutzos, anyways.
The Ibur of the Tvuno and Makom HaChatach, yeah, is through our Avodah.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you don't, so there's no Ibur. Only Ibur automatic of the Oyrois, but not on the.
Well, that's the old Shiloh. What happens if you don't do the Avoid? Is the Tikkun going to happen, or they're not going to happen?
So have a Mela or not?
Huh?
It's been that many times. We have a Mela, but you have a Shiloh to it. We have a Mela, and you don't have a Shiloh to it.
He spoke about this during the Kavanos.
No.
No, not now, sure.
Really?
I can't remember exactly what we spoke, but it's claw that from the Achronim, from the Kubalim, that the avoid the Tikkunim, I should say, will happen whether you're mishtatif in the pool or you're not mishtatif in the pool. So manaf kamin, you're gonna ask me in the beginning, or whether you get tzchar or you get a
yashu.
So you say kilu we are.
Get this word Ibor translated correctly. You're saying by Ibor the fact your gestation, or you're talking about there's a creation from it.
No, Ibor is a matzav of a child in a stomach of a mother.
Yeah, in other words, it's a growth process. There's no finished product or anything. It's simply a matter. I'm just trying to work out
it's going to grow like a normal evil that we see. And in this world, what we see, whatever we see in this world. A woman having an Ibur 3 months and then 6 months and 9 months and then she gives birth, the exact same thing happens in Pasuk, and so that could be a good idea of what we want. Well, so we'll see the we'll see Nisim and Niflos, right? Okay, so now let's go Perikalef. Okay, now so that was just the introduction. Now oh, by the way, the Tikkunim that happened, by the way, in the Ibur we spoke about last time was just three different types of Tikkunim. One type of tikkun is we know that one of the multiple reasons why the Zayin Malachim broke, right, which is the Zat, or we call them the Zun. Why did they break? Because they had Sigim impurities mixed into them, and since they had the Sigim mixed into them, therefore they had to, like a Keli Cheres, needs the tumor. The only way the tumor can come out is you have to break it. Shvor who the Shvira who Taharoso, and therefore that's why the Malachim have to die. So the fact our Voideh will take out the Birurim from Bia and Mesalek the Nitzutzus from the Klipa doesn't mean that it happens altogether. Doesn't mean that it's in Gantzin Poker from the Tumah. There's still Tumah still attached. And it has to go into Bina in order to misalik the rest of the tumor. That's one tikkun that comes out to misalik the sigim. Second tikkun that happens, b'maye imo, is that the kalvim going to form. As we know that the whole sibur of the kilkul, again one of the sibus, is because we're all bechad samcha. They were standing one on top of the other. They weren't coordinating their efforts, and therefore there was no synchronicity between them, and therefore the shefa, the oil was too strong for them, and therefore they broke. So in Bimayimo, they're going to have the formation of the Kavim. And the third one is the fact that we know that when they came out of the Enayim De'ag, they only came out with Ben. Malchi is the Ben Be'etzem, right? Ben. Right? We know that Ab, Zagma, Ben. Those are the main four building blocks of everything that we know about. So this was only the Malchi as a Ben, Atipa the Tipa, which broke. When they go into the Ma'imo, they're going to Tashlum of Tisha Sviros of the Ben and the Ma'achadash. As the Sviros of the Ma'achadash comes along, Mashlim the Ben that broke, the Malchi is the Ben, and they're going to get the Hashlam. Okay, so those are the three different tikkunim that we saw. Just to form an introduction. Let's go back to Vine. Atam lama hutzru zun lit arber gav me'ami de'imo k'moch is ba'u. The reason why it had to happen in that way will be explained to us in these next pocket. Ha'ininu b'mashin is ba'e le'el. We learned in Shana Nikud in Perek Tes. Be'inin malochin shemolchu be'eretz Edom. Okay, so he's giving us a nice little a very simple introduction himself. Before the world of Netzilus was created, we know that this first world, the most important, not the first world, the Ak was the first world, the most important world for us and our voice is Netzilus. Right? Came out the 10 spheres from their name, the Ak. And they came out separate from each other. The kihayu zule matemizu. One was on top of one on top of the other, right? We know the bechinas ushuz rabim chat samcha. One on top of the mizu mikabeles mizu shelemala v'lo yashum echa mehem bechinas patzav. And none of them are patzav. Again, why do we call them oilam anikudim? Before the world of oilam of atzilus came about, we call them oilam anikudim. Why call them anikudim? Because they're immature, very small dot. They weren't patzav. Patzav is the opposite. A completely developed Mesukendika area. Mashikim Nikudas are tiny little dots. And therefore, that's another reason why they broke, because they were immature and premature, so they, and therefore weren't able to cover the light. Rak hayu besot b'cholos, v'kol achas hayu klulum, klulos mikulum, v'haya klulos mu'uru bahem, v'kol echad mahem, v'hayu bilti seder v'tilkum. So in Mevor Shorim, the Loshon is a bit more neat, I should say. That what does it mean over here? Because it's sort of a steal in terms. Because he's saying on one side they had no connection. It was echad lemalam hasheni, and each one was separate. But nevertheless, he still says that each one included the each one. So that seems to be mashma that there was an iur, there was a tikkun between. Because what's again the yisod of tikkun is the yisod of halbosha. One fits into the other. There's a connection between them, and therefore they can support the intensity of the light. So what does he mean? What's dafka? What's lav dafka? Is it the fact that they were separate, or that they were one to the other? So in mevor shorim is mevor that they had both bechinas. But the Ikar Bechina was takia that they were one on top of the other. But nevertheless, each sphira had 10 spheres inside of it. Right? Again, we had 10 spheres, and each one had 10, that's 100 spheres, and each one had 10. And when you have such a micronism of each one, and each one is doimit to the other, the way the spiritual world works is that we don't bring things too close together. Per se, what happens is things are similar in nature automatically gravitate to each other. That's the way it goes. That's what we call smichas. The smicha always happens because one is similar to the other, and therefore, since each one by definition is the exact same one, because each one has 10 spheres and each one has a kesef, and each of the malchus and so on and so forth, by definition the ma'ur of one to the other. Mitzad acher, that's only in the premature state, but what's more dominant is that they're separate. Okay, let's continue. Va'ad she'achekar atika kadisha. You should know this klal in the Zohar. Every time it says atika kadisha, because we know there are many parts of them. One is called atik, one is called arich, and alba ve'ima zun. Atika kadisha in the Zohar always means arich. Okay, itkan galme bekadmisa, meaning it was nitkan be'atzmo at first. Arich was the first parts of to come about. Be'etzer was Atik, the first parcel, but since it's not Nelam, we don't really speak about it. It's used the Kotzer Shel Yud. Kinitka v'reish idraba as Svir Zekes and Naseh parts of Sholem be'eser Sfiros v'nikra b'chinas Aris. And as we know, the process of Tikkun was, at the end, you have these 10 Sfiros came out. Keser and Tolmalchus. What made the Tikkun? The Tikkun was, is that Keser grew into a huge part of called Arich. ואז, ספירס הקס, נעס פרס של שולם בעשר ספירס הנקרא בחינס אריר. ואחר כך, מחוכמה ובינה, נעס את אבא וימה. The next two ספירס that came also was a ספיר called חוכמה, ספיר called בינה, they grew up again into אבא ואימה. כמו שנסברו לאל, as we saw in שער עתיק, in פרק א', all this, how they became, how they grew. והנה, עד לבוא איס זמן לתיקון השבר התחתונים דאסירוס. Now this is the focus, because again, all the avoidances in the zone. Now let's see how they got Mesukin. The Zayin Tachtoinim, or the Zun, or call them the Zayin Malachim, all the same words. Hashem Mahem Nasi Zun Acher Tikkun. Now, what came out? Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzachot Yesod Umalchus, which is called the Zun. Zun meaning Acher Tikkun, that's called the Parzuf. Before the Tikkun is called Sfiros. Hine, Hayim Betchilas Kol Achz Meheh Muvdoles Mechavelta Hevdel Gomel. They were like, again, the Yisod of Tohu, of Kilkul was, there are no connection. Hevdel between them. Ve'az Nikoyim Rishus HaRabim, Kumo Shikusav Ne'el. Ech, Ech L'Siba Zoyz, Lo Yochlo HaKeim HaElu, L'Kabel HaOre Shebetorchem V'Nishpuru V'Meses. Since there was Havdol between them, there was no connectivity, no connection between them, therefore they can support the light, therefore that's why they died. Lachain Rotel Amati Lady on Litakanam, therefore they should want to fix them. And the only way that there could be a tikkun in the Zayin Tachtoni was to put them all together in something which we call the Vak. The Vak. Zikashu Zibizib is sort of part of Ichad. Mekushorim ze veze kniska leir vibiu apartuv mekusha dera kavim ma inyono. That's yisod. Again, many times we see this yisod of the tikkun is kavim. Kavim. Al yeken yazdu aliyot reshus yochid. Reshus zavi means there is a confide. Everybody in this particular reshus yochid communicate very well. That's why they're all living in the same compound. Shuhu partuv ichad kolul nikra. Zah. And that's what we call Zah. That's the Vak. That's the Vak. Now, he mentions over here, I just got a note. He says, Lutzor Tikkun lo yitzurichim in the Kachvad. Remember, this is only the Zayin Tachtoni. Why not? Because we see that the first three came out the Gimel Kavim. Keser in the middle, Chochma to the right, and Bina to the left. So they taka didn't need any, and therefore they didn't have to go into the mother's stomach either. Regav Maya Imo. All everything we've been talking tonight that goes into the mother, into the Imo, into the three different Yisroel, that's only talking about the Vak, but it's not referring to Bechlal, the Kachbad. The Kachav, I should say. Okay, now, yeah. Okay, so let's continue. Okay, so far so good? Yeah, straightforward. Va'omna. Kedei shekashchu v'itchabru yachad. Again, we're aiming for the kavim. Why the kavim, by the way? Why does kavim make tikkun? Anybody know? Why is kavim more than tikkun? Sorry?
Meruza.
Well, one on top of the other is also order, no? Chatzampa. I think it's more... correct to say there's more order in one than, you know, three different kavim.
When it's a bina get too much or no chesed get too much or, yeah, so this or can't go to the one just underneath, just to gevurah. It has to go to yesod, and bina and chesed doesn't see yesod, it's far below, there's no connection between them. So when you get the connection, so when there's too much or, I can, the or which doesn't fit for me fits for yesod, I can straight away send it to yesod.
That's right. They can make the light and they can make an equilibrium between them. That's called the miskula. So the Zohar says miskula. Now we know every time the Zohar says miskula, we understand what it means. There's an equilibrium between them, and therefore they're able to carry the light. Okay. Now, Okay, and now we're going back to Pesach.
Like when you eat tomato, you can't eat tomato too much. You can't eat salt on its own. But tomato with salt, you can eat.
Yeah.
You put salt in tomato. It's a balance. Yeah, you're separating the way. Now we're going back to how the attack of the tikkun. Now you're coming to a little bit of details here. That's going to go back into the mother, right? The ima is always the mokama. Itchabos. Yechabru v'kashchu yachad yichud gomu v'yotu achka b'zman haledam. Then there's going to be a ledam. Now we're going to see the ledam after, we know after 12 months, right? Yud base, because that's the kedem again. I don't know if I said this at the beginning, but we know 12 months. Yeah, that's right. So we say anach, right? There's three different areas we have to misaken. The oilers will take us 7 months to misaken. Then the tzutzos will take us 9 months to misaken, and the kelim will take us 12 months. So bezachar after 12 months, it's not adding them together, not 7 plus 9 plus 12, but rather after 12 months you will misaken zichah everything. Okay, ubechinas parts of echad miyuchad bekol pchotav, and therefore you have a shleimedika. Paltu after 12 months. Now, v'gam svira hashvi shehi a malchus nikra nukva deza. Now, even we talked about the vak. Now, what about the nukva? Now, even her hutzru shegam hi tie kolula imahim. Right, and the way the base lechem yehudah is, he learns the source of a kasha, because even her, that means that the havamina is here, that she's not nichlal in the vak, because the vak, you can say that each one broke because they needed one another, but the nukva is a sfir b'fnatzmo. It's a sfir b'fnatzmo, and she's self-contained, she's not connected per se to the vak. So therefore, why did she have to be bichlal in this whole sipur? The answer is letzor hayichud harui la imza barakinoda. Because Elchanan, but she technically could have been separate, and she didn't have to get into this whole business of going back to the Mayi Imo and get the tikkun. Because she didn't, because there's no chisson per se.
There was a
shvir in malchus, right?
So you need to be metaken this.
Okay, you can misaken her separately. A separate
evil.
What?
I even taken it without evil.
Yeah, she'll have a separate evil. She'll have her own evil. Without together with Zu. They all, the Vav Ketzavos and the Malchus all went together into Ima. Lav Davka. They can have two different Zmanim. You can imagine that the Vav Ketzavos, which is all Za, goes, has an evil. Good. Comes out, Masukin. And the Malchus goes into Ima at a different time, and she'll have a tikkun. She'll come out by herself, and she'll have her own tikkun.
I understand, but why you would not say that for any other sphere?
There's only chesed until, well, yisod is part and parcel of the vak. The vak. Chagat nahi. That's the vak.
Vak is together.
Yeah, Rakh is together.
Malchus
is always is nukva deza. She's a separate.
Why the evil need to be done together?
Together, right? The answer is, he says, because letzora yichud aroi lo imaza baale kenoda. The way he wants to learn is that in echanam, the evil could have happened in two different areas, two different times. But the reason why it's happening all one time, because in order to make a yuchud between them, in order that it should be like for like, should be a tikkun together, they broke together, the tikkun together, and well, this is the bat zivug of zah, right? Either way, he could have found a different zivug, right? This is the bat zivug of zah. Therefore, they have to be all together. Okay. Okay, very good. Now let's get into a little bit more details over here. The nevaya ata mahu inyano ibo. Okay, a little more detail now. V'neema ki halo shtei bechinas yesh beivo. V'kol bechina kolulu m'shtei m'shnei burim shem ava. Okay, we'll see. Well, let me mark you into exactly what's going to go on. We know in all through the kavanas that there's always two bechinas that we work on at the same time. Well, not much at the same time, but we work on the chlolos. We always focus on these two bechinas. The bechinas are chitzonius and pinemius. In all things, right? Like sorry, erzeloka. Everything has an interior. Every has an exterior. Whether it's a cup, a human being, a chair, whatever it is, all is interior and exterior. Therefore, since we are negeya, or the avoidance of Hashem that we're doing is negeya to tikkunim, we have to misakin both of them, the chitzonius and the pnimius. Now, in the chitzonius, you'll find that there are three different levels of chitzonius. There's the chitzon of the chitzon, the emtsar of the chitzon, and the pnimius of the chitzon. Right, there's a thickness, so there's the outside of this outside, there's the middle part, and then the inside of this outside, and then the inside, you have find those three chalukim as well, the inside, and the chitzon of the inside. Okay, so that's six altogether. Now, the ibul that we're speaking about is a mode of tikkun. It's a method of tikkun. Now, this out of these iburim will come later. Now let's talk about the ibul. The ibul is going to happen in two of those kelim, two of the kelim. The hainu, when we're fixing the pnimius of whether the pnimius of this or the chitzonius of it, there's going to be an ibul for the pnimius. And when we're working with the keli chitzon, whether again with the pnimius of that keli chitzon or the chitzonius of the keli chitzon, it's going to also have an ibul. Right, so come to us, whether you look in the pnimius of two iburim and the chitzonius of two iburim. So these two iburim are four iburim. Okay, that's what we said. Let's see it again. Divai atem ma'o inyan in ibur. V'nema ki halo shtei b'chinas yesh b'ibur. There's two iburim, right? One in the keli chitzon, one in the keli pnimi. V'kol v'chein b'chinas klula, v'kol b'china klula, Mishnei biburim hem abba. So there's going to be four iburim, means two in the pinimius and two in the chitzonius. Biyodivor. Betchilas hakol hayuzum besod ibur. What does that mean? Vohu bechinas tlat kililan tlats. Venekudas amalchus kululo imahim. Achekach nolad vayazman yenika. Vaka higdir vayelo ibur sheni. Again, as we know, there's three zmanim. There's Ibo, Yenika, and Ibo and Yenika, and what else? Godless. Now, Godless, you can say, we have different names for it. Nika, Zman Mochim, or Mochim the Godless, what it's called, Godless for now. So those are the three stages. Now, Ibo, Pshut Kamashma, is still in the Ima. Yinika will take 2 years after it's born. It takes 2 years, and there's a whole month of katnas. And then finally, when it's time for godless, it goes to yeshiva. The boy goes to yeshiva, and there he gets his katnas, he gets his godless, and that's the third tekufa. Now, in the first and second stage, you'll find an ibul, believe it or not. So the first stage is poshur, so the ibul comes out. That's an ibul. Okay, there's ibul stage, and it will come out. There's way later, and also in the last stage of godless, you also find an ibul. That's when again he's going to get his mouth of the godless. It's all also fine that they come from upside the ark and they're going to come into the zone as an ibul, and then it's going to be a later. Okay? Now, let's go back. Ibul is a pshat, a child in a mother. Now, the Gemara says, neither the attack, what does a child look like in an ima, that the chag is on the nai. The nai is on the chag. It means the child's leg is by his chest, right? And his head's between his chest, so you don't really see his head. So it looks to us as tlat kelilan tlat. It means the nai is on the chagat. So all you see is a nai. So for that stage, we call it the keli chitzen. The keli chitzen. But the etzim, as the mafashim speak about, the keli chitzen include the keli mitzvah, except the keli mitzvah is inside the keli chitzen. Okay? So therefore, we speak about the ibu. The ibu will include a tikkun in the keli chitzen and the keli pnimi, and the keli inside. Venivza shem shnei iburim comes out, b'sach hakol the two iburim. Vehem shlosh iburim. Vehem shlosh zmanim. Three different zmanim, two iburim, I explain. Ibo betlat kililan tlat. That's the first stage, which we call the keli chitzen. The yinika, which includes also the yinika stage. Again, because the chaga, the yinika stage of chaga, is included, again, is included in that. And also there's zmanim of katnas. It grows, the child grows till it's godel. Ibul sheni is the mochim, which we call godless. And all that's going to happen in the chitzonius of the palsuf. The achikach. V'achikach lo v'achikach haisa lo acheret shnia. There are also a different ones. Dugmosa b'shlosh zmanim v'shnei iburim. We call it a sort of pnimius. Now, again, the three stages we spoke about, the ibur, yinika, and gad, is also going to happen in the pnimius of the patzuf. Bo'ofim she'em, shisha iburim. Comes out that we have six. Sorry?
Shizmanim.
Shisha iburim.
No, delet iburim.
Yeah, I have shisha, it's a mistake. Yeah, it's a mistake. Actually, it doesn't make sense here. Yeah. So, you have shisha or dalit?
No,
I've got dalit. Yeah, dalit. Dalit. So, obviously, you have four birum, and shisha zmanim, you have six zmanim. Hagam she zmanim hem shisha, aval iburim shvehem enu rak arba. That's clear. Now, okay, so what do we come out? Okay, so therefore it comes out that, again, let's just speak it out quickly, you have a chitzonius of the patzufim that you have to work on, and you have the penimius of the patzufim that you have to work on. In the chitzonius of the patzufim, you have three levels. They start from bottom to top. You have the keli chitzon, keli msoi, and keli pinimi. In other words, you have three stages: ibu, yinika, and gadlus. And in the ibu stage, you have an ibu, and in the gadlus stage, you have an ibu. And then in the pinimi side, you also have the exact same thing: you have three keli chitzon, keli msoi, keli pinimi, which are connected to the ibu stage, the ibu stage, yinika, and stage of gadlus.
Why do you speak about Pnimik Emtzei and Chitzon?
Because it's auto the Sefer. We'll see in a minute.
The Chora is three stages in time. It's not three different things.
Yeah, but it's three stages in time fixing three different types of Keli.
Yeah, it's the unique is only after the baby is born.
Yeah.
So it's not. So as long as the baby is not born, there's no yinika. Once the baby is born, there's only yinika. Once the yinika is done, so there's muichin. It doesn't work together. It's not. I can't be metaken the three together at the same time.
No, that's what I said. So I didn't say they're together. It says, oh, there's three different kelim and three different zmanim.
Yeah, but if the pnimi and seichitzon, so you speak about one kelim which has the three chalokim.
One keli, which is a chitzon, that's the keli.
The letechitzon is the first ibu.
Let's call it chitzon de chitzon.
Yeah, chitzon de chitzon.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's
at this stage, there's nothing yet. There's only this. There's no emtzei and pnimi.
Okay, so that's it. So that's the stage of ibu. So you fix out the keli chitzon of that, of the chitzon. And then you have but the truth of the matter is when it first grows, even at this one stage, the keli chitzon, you have keli chitzon. They ask the question, why is there no iburim? Why is no iburim in keli in the keli msoi? Why is no iburim? Because we said there's an ibu in the keli chitzon, and there's an ibu in keli and keli pnimi.
Yeah.
But the obvious question is, why is there no ibo or some type of ibo in the Kelim side?
Because then it's just a growth of itself without.
And godless?
There's no mechim.
What?
You need to receive new mechim.
Well, Shri has to be growth in all stages.
Huh?
By definition, in ibo, there has to be growth in all stages. Isn't it?
Right, that's part of the cash, right? Yeah. So the ibo is just another word for growth. So it's growing either it's here or there or there or there.
So as long as there's not a certain size of the vac, There's no shaykhus to the mechim. So you got the vac. At the beginning you got three. Then the birth gives six, but it's too small to get the mechim. So you give the vac zman to grow on its own, kinika, mibachut, and then when it's a certain type in a certain zman in the.
Yeah, but the vac starts already from the ibo stage.
Yeah, very small vac.
Whatever the size is, but at the end of the day, it should be an ibu.
Bar mitzvah get the moichin, and he's not inside. There's no ibu for this.
No, there is an ibu.
No, for moichin, yeah, but that's the bar mitzvah stage. But in the meantime, all the zman yinika, there is no. It's ibu mibachutz kilu. It's a gadlus, but the yinika.
Okay, so why didn't you call it Ibur? Whatever it is.
Ibur is Yenikani Bifni.
So what's that? I hear what you're saying. So he says over here, he's quoting the Beis Lechem Yehuda. He asks this kash. He says, Ki Keli and Soy ain't Sarich Ibur Bifni Atzmo. Only in the middle stage is Mistah, there's no Ibur. By the way, there's no, we're in Shai Bur in Perik Aleph.
He knows.
He knows. Alright. Ki Chelke HaKelim. Vanitzutzos shel kelim tzoy. Remember, we're working on three different facets here. So the chelke kelim vanitzutzos shel kelim tzoy the yinika olu min abriya v'nichnasu b'may ima b'ibur rishon. V'achikach leides keli yachitzon shel aza nishor chelke kelim tzoy bebeten ima v'nisbaru sham b'zman yinika. V'nichnas v'nitku b'za al yaday yinikosan der piv me'ima v'nitkan bo keli emtsoy. You got that?
Well,
how's
the
answer to everything? But he said, I'll read it out to you again. Listen to this. Ki remember, there's three different things that we're fixing. We're fixing the keli, we're fixing up the nitzutzos of the zayin tachnon, and also fixing up the oiros.
But we're only still growth.
One second. We're going to concentrate on the last two, the kelim and the nitzutzos that we have to concentrate on. Now, the kelim and the nitzutzos, the kelim tzoy, the yinika, olu min abriya, they go up from bria, right? And nifnasu b'may ima b'ibo rishon. They're going to go inside into ima and they're going to get fixed. Va'achgar leida keli chitzon shelaza nish'olu chelke kelim tzoy b'beten ima. So the first thing, the first layer is the keli chitza. Okay, the keli emtsoi is not born yet. V'nitboru sham zman yinika, because it takes 2 years for yinika, right? A woman gives yinika 2 years, so it stays there much longer. Because what comes out first is the actual keli, which takes 12 months. Mm-hmm. That's the keli chitza. The keli emtsoi will take 2 years, so it stays there. He says the Beis Lechem Yehuda, the keli emtsoi stays in the mai imo. Is mibayer v'nichnosu v'nitknu b'za al yedei sh'inokem der piv ima. When she gives, when she's feeding, that's where v'nitkan bo kelim tzoy. So there's no two iburim. It all happens b'shas ma'aser.
No, that's
mochim.
The second,
okay. I'm saying, we're asking why in the middle stage of kelim tzoy, why is no ibur? We're only saying there's an ibur in the keli chitzen and the keli pinimi, which refers to the ibur stage and the godless stage. What about the yinika stage? Why is there no ibur there? Tell it is, it's nichlal in the first stage, they all go up together into the mother. That is considered the yinika getting her ibur, but it's not b'shem, lo'olo b'shem, because it's nichlal in the keli chitzen. So the keli chitzen of 12 months comes out, it continues onwards. So it's not Nika the Ibur, because it was Taka, it was there, it came up together, it was the Kelim, Keli Chitzim.
It's still growth.
It's growth, right. Right. We were talking about the Inisha Kenisa, that's the Ibur. The Inisha Kenisa is Lo Olam Hashem, because it came out of the Keli Chitzim.
It was.
Okay, so let's continue. So therefore, again, we have two Iburim, both on the side of Chitzonius, and both on the side of the pnimius. Okay? Now he's going to tell us, what does this mean exactly, the chitzonius and the pnimius? Now listen to this. Now this is very important. Why in a chitzonius and pnimius, ma'inyonam? What does this mean exactly, chitzonius and pnimius? And he says, the chitzonius hu b'chinas mitzias ha'olamos. The worlds are called chitzonius. Okay, good. Now the pnimius, hu b'chinas neshomas. Okay, and he says as follows. V'ininu, kine bezun al yeder ze b'chol ha'partzof. Now we're going to focus our concentration on zun. Zun, that's this is always where we do all the berurim, but this applies to all the partzofim. Yesh shtei b'chinas, there are two b'chinas here. Achas hi b'chinas chitzonius b'hem, v'hu k'dimin guf elen shalma shebifnim. Right, the goof. So just imagine we speak about the lomas, the big abstract. Just think about, he says, the arizas. Think about a goof. That's also chitzonius. Omizeh chitzon is the zun that zilus, and this is what we're going to refer to, the zun that zilus, the chitzon is the zun that zilus. Nivru kol olamas kulo. Okay, so from the zun, from the chitzonius of the zun, the atzilus is going to create all the worlds, including ours, which is bria, yitzia, sia, kenoda. Okay, so if anybody asks where are the worlds created from, you know they're created from the zun. To be more meduyik, when the zun broke, why did they break again? Because they had sigim inside of them. So the Rav told us early on, the sigin should put betoch the chitzonis, the zun, the atzilus, they created the worlds. So it's not the fact that the kelim of zun broke and fell into the world, but rather more meduyik would say when they broke, they created the worlds, and that's what he's saying over here. Okay.
What do you mean they created the world? Isn't that the same thing?
No.
Aren't even most of the chitzonis just broken chitzonis?
Yeah, but where did they come
from? It's not something else.
Where did they come from?
The chitzonis of Zah.
Of Zah, right. So when we say they
it's
broke.
Not they come from them.
And
it's
no, the loshon of the Rizah is that they broke and they fell into Bia. Into Bia. So it's Majma, there was worlds there, Bia. And, you know, when were they created? He didn't tell us. But it's clear over here that the chitzonism created Bia.
But they don't recall about the creation of Yetzirah and Asiyah according to that.
No, they don't.
No. We've got only a idea that this broken part went into Bria or created Bria. But what is Yetzirah and Asiyah? Bish?
What?
According to what you say.
There's three parts to the Kelim.
What? No, the Kelim go only into Bria, not in Asiyah.
No, they go to three. No, again, when the Kelim break.
There's three kelim, but
there's three chalakim of the kelim when they break.
Yes.
The chitzah, the emtsoi, and the panini. So yeah. Zun, when he broke, yeah. The panini created bria. The emtsoi created
the chitzonius.
Yeah.
The
emtsoi
yitzira and the
chitzoni.
Chitzah
and the
chitzah,
yeah.
Ah.
I think I mentioned
that. You didn't say that in Rapach.
I think no, not you.
The Sustan didn't bring.
No, they don't. But this is more of a shashta. This is more of a shashta.
Ah,
yeah, yeah. You won't see those details here. And then. You see more on the Shakavonis, if I'm not mistaken. More than a shashta series.
That's a different calculus. Really, you're picking different parts to build up the zah for that day.
Yeah, chadmana. As soon as you're bringing it up, you're obviously bringing it from Asiya to Bria, Asiya to Yitzir, Asiya to...
Different parts that you bring. Yeah. You're saying stuff first, and then say, then you bring up the Panimius. And then you bring it all up to Atzilus to become fixed.
Yeah, when we get that, we'll go into those details. Right. Yeah. Now, ki kol anivroim v'abchinas sheyes, kulahem b'tziul demus parts of Adam keniska b'sefer Zohar, Reish Parshas Toildus Vizilo Shoina. Yeah. Kol Shaifa Vishaifa Ikri Odom. Every Aver and Aver is called an Odom. Vafila Malochim Kulam. Hem Bechinas Chitzonius Dezun Datsilas. Now, this is a very, very powerful line here. And the Leshem Yud goes to town, not here. Obviously, we finished the Leshem a long time ago. He left us in the Kudus Paragimah. But in Shah Tanta, he brings Taka this to Shai Burim. And it brings a raya that the yisod of all things is Odom. All things are created in Odom. So whether you're looking at an Odom, whether you're looking at a behemoth, whether you're looking at a leaf, whether you're looking at a rock, he calls it all Odom. He called nivroim v'abchina sheyesh, everything there is. There is absolutely no exception. Kulam hem b'tzil d'mus parts of Odom. It's a paledika line here. Paledika line. He goes on to it. He has a steel in the Arab and he's a preface and says everything is possible for them. Sure. So therefore what we have we're coming out that through the chitzonis, the zun, the atzilus, that's going to create everything from onwards, and it's going to create everything from the chitzonis point of view in the form of Adam.
That's all the gashmis
thing. Yeah. Omnam yesh b'chinas shniyah v'pinim yesh shebo shehi ke'ei neshama shel guf. Again, the pinim is just imagine as a neshama. A bechina zu nivra kol a neshamas the bnei odom atzadikim. Right, it's not only in the chassidus shesvarim. The bnei odom atzadikim. The bnei odom all the chassidus shesvarim. The tzadik, the tzadik. What? Yeah, he's a chassid. Yeah, nishmat a zechorim miza, and nishmat a nukvim min nukva deza. Okay, so that's how women come about, that's how men come about. The different, because we know it's dun, duchov and nukva in za. So the nukva de za da'inu. So that come out in the shomas of Adam, and the shomas of nukva. So anybody asks you where the neshamas, the makor neshamas comes from.
Doesn't mean the neshamas of all the Jewish people, really.
Yeah.
All the, and they're filling tzaddikim.
Yeah. The pure neshamas, that's what he means. The pure
neshamas.
What? That's the thing, is the shaman. All the shamans are pure, but what?
Yeah.
A person can make calculus
in
the
shaman.
Yeah. We'll see. All the shamans, yeah, we'll see. There's different areas you can come. You come in the shamans from the world of Atsilas, the shamans of Bria, Yitzia. The shamans come from all different stratas of the hemispheres.
Yeah, Atsilas.
What?
Yep.
Abriya, we'll see what's. Well, isn't it? Atzilus is the Malu version inside there. Okay, we'll see. But all the Nishmat Tzadikim, Mem Yosef Penimim, Mem Malachim Kula. Right? It's not Moses Sefer. We say, you know, we hear about this a lot in the Shomas of Bnei Klal Yisrael, or Hayda Malachim. This is where it comes from. This is the Makor. Okay? It's also in Shanun at the end of Eitz Chaim. Okay, Nishmat Tzadikim, Mem Yosef Penimim, Mem Malachim Kula. Chutz me'aneshomas, She'em, Bechinitz Briya, Tzia, Tzia, Kenodam. Okay, so it's vice versa. Also, there are neshamas from Bria, and Yetzira, and Asiya. All different stratas. They come from all different places. The gam neshamas elu em yiyeh bechinas pinimias el erech amalochim hashem mu'olam ahu shemimenu chotzvo haneshamas. K'mosh bi'alu b'mokom acher. Okay, and shal gilgulim in perik. This, if you want to see.
Like
so then Shaki Gula explains that. What's that?
So he's saying that the neshamas, which are makor, they're quite low down from Yetzirah.
Yeah.
But the makor of them is higher than the malachim of Yetzirah.
That's right. But not higher than the malachim of Bria.
Yeah.
So again, so you have the malachim of Atzilus, who are. Chitzonius of the oilamas, right? Compared to the neshamas, which are the penimis oilamas. But again, and then your butt, right? And then when you go a stage further down, the malachim of the chitzonis atzilus will be greater than the neshamas of Bria, and so on and so forth. Okay.
So where are the malachim created from exactly?
Well, different places from the chitzonis olam. We'll see. The Shah malachim coming up after the Shah Ibu, Shah malachim. We'll see. We'll speak about the malachim soon. Now, but who saw the hen er elam tzaku chutza?
Malachim, not
Malachim. Yeah, Malachim. Yeah, Malchish Shalom, Ma Yivkoyun. Ma Yivkoyun.
Malachim.
Yeah. Yeah, where the Malachim comes from.
That's
not.
No,
because. What's the angel?
Angel.
Yeah. Well, let's finish off here before we move on, right? Let's not. Okay, Yishai Taki said it. That he was talking about the Malachim crying. Now he says like this: Hem Er Elam is the name of the Malachim.
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 Not Malachim.
No, what?
Yeah.
Not the kings.
Yeah,
the angels,
Malachim.
Right? Malachim. Malachim. Right.
Malachim.
Oh, okay. There's not Kirsat Torah here. Now Hem Er Elam Tzaku Chutza. The Malchim Shalom.
Malachim.
Mar Yivkoyun. V'doshu Chazal, the Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Hamud Beis, va'afilu Malchei Shalom, va'afilu Malchei Shalom. The Gemara, you remember the Gemara, yeah? The Gemara says the Shale there, the Eivishter cry. The Gemara says he doesn't cry. The Gemara says the Chiluk Do between the Penimius and the Chitzen, whether he cries Rashi has been historic, whether he cries in Penimius or Bechitzen. He doesn't show it, but he cries outside. The Gemara says that Filu Ein atzivus lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu elo bebechina bebeis gavai, dainu in the Penimius. And not outside. Sorry, not outside. Oh, that's right. Inside, and not outside. And he says the way. The Makshei Gemara Bevati Brai Lo. V'Arkesiv says in the post that Hashem Tzavakot BeYomahu. Alebechiv alemispet. So you see, Taki does cry b'chutz. The kol kia ashmas kol hi. So you see, there is a type of bechiv from outside. The Gemara answers, shani beisa mikdash shafilu malchis shalom bochu. And brings a pasuk there. The Gemara ki er elam tzaku chutzu malchis shalom mar yibochu. So even the malachim, the malchis shalom, they cry.
Because if it's an
aspotted baroi. Yeah, means the malchi outside cry. And the Gemara says, Alosh and Afilu malchi baroi. So he's going to go, here's a kashi on the Gemara. Why does it say, even the malchim cries? Afilu, itself la'avi, my afilu kama. Manishtanu elu malachim, malachim, mizulosam. What is the difference between those malachim, which are called malchi sholom, and the other malachim? There are many different types of malachim, ofanim, all different types of malachim. Why only they cry, or even they cry? In the pnimis, so they don't come inside. So the answer is, aval im anitzka lefi ma'ishtekol lefi what I just told you now in a moment. Ki liyot shekol amalochim hem bechitzonius v'anishomas mipnimius. Hine yesh bechinas malochim shehem kruvim yosim ele neshomas etzadakim yosim mishah malochim. Though the closest that we have to the Pinimius of Atzilus is the Malchis Shalom. That's the name. Mao the Tema Shekivan Shebechina Zu Yesh Le'ilo Malochim Al Ashar Hikat Malochim Shem Mikablim Neshamas Tzadikim Tzadikim Kishniftorim Alam Azeh. What's the task of these Malchis Shalom? That when the Tzadikim leave this world, they're accompanied by the Malochim. Malochim come and they say, Bo Yovu, like the Pasuk says, Yovu Shalom, come Tzadik, and they take him to the Olam Eres. Kemo Shomu Rabotim Zatzal, Lachei Nikrim Malchei Shalom. Right? Malochim Shalom. Mitzad Bechinazu, Haye Evsha, Mitzad Bechinazu, Evsha Shi Kansu, therefore, meaning there's a Havamina. That maybe comes to Pnimius Ima Neshomas, maybe they go into the Pnimius. So as the Neshomas of Tzadikim are going, leaving this world, and they're being escorted into the Pnimius of Oilam, maybe the Malochim, which are on the Chitzonis, maybe they'll accompany them as well. There's Ashmaidan. That's me'enu sha'afilu hem omdin b'chutz. That's right. Eino nechnasim b'fnim. Even though they're so close and they're accompanying these neshamas of Pnimius, Ava became, that's the afilu in the Gemara. That's the afilu in the Gemara. I know the Gemara explains, well, not the Gemara, but the Inshan Nun explains that these malachim, though, the Pasuk says, hen er elam tzaku chutza. Those are different types of malachim. And Shanuz explains to us there's different madregas of the chitzonis. The penimis of the chitzonis and the chitzonis of the chitzonis. The penimis of the chitzonis, that's what we've been talking about now, the malchis shalom.
Yeah.
And the chitzonis of the chitzonis, the names are Erelam. So that's what they name. They are bochu vafilo malchis shalom, even them.
Even the ones
that the Gemara mentions. The Gemara mentions Malchei Shalom,
right?
Even them, the Pasuk doesn't mention even their crime. Even the Pnimis of Chitzon is a crime.
Who said that?
In Sha'an Nun, in Eshaim.
That they do cry.
They do cry, yeah.
Well, I feel it then. It's the other way around. Because we said the Batek avoid this claim, Batek Baroi does not cry.
Right.
And the Chesh was the Chubin based in Mikdash, even Batek Baroi cry.
That's right.
So you shouldn't say even the Malchai Shalom. Means even, oh, but the Arelim, the Chitzons were not crying?
No, of course they're crying.
Yeah.
But so even the Pinimis of Chitzon was crying.
Why is that Hafiz?
What do you mean Havachomet?
If the Batek, if it's crying,
of course they would cry.
If it's crying in the Batek Avoy, not in the Batek Baroi.
No, this is all Bate Baroi. Bate Baroi is the Chitzonius. And in Chitzonius you have two different types of Malachim. The Chitzonius is the Chitzonius, which the Pasuk is referring to, the Elam.
Yeah.
They cry. That's actually before the Pasuk.
The line before that.
Yeah. Which shit in the Gemara you go? That shit in Bate Baroi, yesh b'chiyah?
Normally, not the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The rest of the time period, when there's no Churban Beis HaMikdash.
No, I'm referring to the Beis HaMikdash.
No. But without the Churban Beis HaMikdash, where would the crying be?
Where would the crying be?
Normally. Because if it was Mechadish, there's extra crime when it comes to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But that's much more, there's no Churban Beis HaMikdash, then there's a chiluk between Batei Gavoi and Batei Baroi.
Yeah.
And Pashas, Batei Gavoi is where there is the crying, and Batei Baroi there's not.
Good, let's just finish off the perek. Aval im aniska. But Ian is going to move on now. Okay, that we just finished. Let's just finish off the last piece over here. So he's just going to summarize what do we have so far. V'nimtzem kein shevetchila hayuzu bebechinas chitzonia chitzonia shalem belvad. So at the beginning, what do we do? Okay, we always fix out the chitzonias first. Besod ibo tlat kelinun tlat. That's the nayon lechagat. So already in the ibo stage of a vak, but it's not nikah, it's called a nayon. Achikav noldu, then they were born. It takes 2 years. Right, that's called the Ibo Sheni. So you had the Ibo stage, Yenika stage, and finally Bolehem Mochim, which means the godless stage. That's the Ibo Sheni. But this time the Bechinas Penimius Shalehem. Again, tlat kelilan tlat, v'achikah zman yenika, v'achikah, then the ibo sheni letzorach mochim, that's the mochim the godless coming. Okay, so that was the haschola of a little bit of an introduction of the ibu and the za, and then next part is going to be more le'inyan, exactly again to the technical business. How was za born? How did it come about through the different sections we're going to see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. But it has to be moving for the.